Yeah, this is Stephen Terry with the Damn Wills, and you are listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
I will keep the bad things from you. I will keep a straight face, honey. You keep your last name if you want to. I will give you all my money. I can take a plane right to you. If I could just stop running. And what if all this was true? I will keep the bank from calling. I will keep those bastards from you. I will keep your smile from falling. This time the casualties were few. Cause we kept the bastards brawling. We kept our hearts from view. This time we're problem solving. Catch it while you can, it's the feel-good hit of the summer. Catch it while you can, cause there won't be another. You keep the band names coming. I'll make the jokes real funny. We'll keep the skeptics humming. Someone else will take the money. We'll keep the hamsters running. I'll be the sour in your tummy. Who'll wipe the nose that's running? Catch it while you can, it's the feel-good hit of the summer. Catch it while you can, cause there won't be another. I will sleep above the covers. I will love you like no other. I will be your dad and mother. I will give you older brothers. I will feed you fries with steak sauce. I will keep the price below cost. I will lead the way from all is lost. Catch it while you can, it's the feel-good hit of the summer. Catch it while you can, cause there won't be another. Won't be another. I'll keep the bad things from you. I'll keep the bad things from you. I'll keep the bad things from you.
I'll try anyway. You know, I can hardly keep the bad things away from myself. I can't really promise to come through for you. Although I like to think that I'm better at keeping them away from other people than I am from myself. So, you know, perhaps you'll fare better than I will. I'm Jeff, by the way. Jeff Robson. Tell the Band to Go Home is the name of this show. It originates on UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Streams and podcasts around the known universe. And we play great music for a couple of hours every Sunday afternoon or whenever you stick it in your ear holes. And I know a lot of people don't listen live, and that's fine. I don't listen to most of my favorite shows live either. But I get it in there somehow. And hopefully you do as well. And hopefully you enjoy it. If you do, or heck, even if you don't, drop me a line. Jeff@telebandtogohome.com. I'd love to hear from you. It's always nice to know that you're out there. Otherwise, it'd be rather stupid being in here talking to myself. But I'd do it anyway. I would. I don't know. Time of year, weather, fatigue level, financial devastation. I don't know what it is. I'm feeling a little nostalgic, and I don't know. It's one of those times where I guess nostalgia is kind of like it runs rampant. It's the time of year when your favorite bands get back together, or when you wish that your favorite bands were getting back together and doing shows and feeling good about the old days because the new days suck sometimes. This past weekend in Brooklyn, New York, my beloved Dan Wells got back together. Well, Alex and Steve got back together. I guess it was Alex and Steve and a bunch of other guys, but that's fine. Who cares? Who needs other guys besides Alex and Steve? I've never seen anybody other than Alex and Steve and a bunch of other guys, and that's fine. That's good enough for me. I don't care. I don't need the bass player. I don't care. It's fine. Couldn't go. I mean, I guess I could have gone. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense. So, I don't know. I'm wishing I could have gone. I'm feeling a little left out, little sad, you know, I wish I could find more on the internet about what happened, but I guess there's an internet blackout outage in New York or something that's keeping people from letting me know what happened the other day. But I don't know, just for the fun of nostalgia and because it's my damn show and I'm going to play a couple more from the Damn Walls because I love them so much.
I never wanted to get you down, start you up. I tried to bet on you in some frown, sad Irish luck. I never thought you would wake me up, take me out. I wanted to feel anything from you, even a handsome doubt. All I wanted was going home. All they gave me was new evil. I don't want love or conquered Rome. Just your voice and a sleeping pill. On a trade in Friday nights for a piece of your heart. Me, you, and bourbon beating down in Echo Park. I never wanted to keep you up or leave you alone. Cell phones and stars only tease you. They never take you home. All I wanted was going home. All they gave me was Louisville. I don't want love or conquered Rome. Just your voice and a sleeping pill. Get you down. down, I'll start you up. You know you could turn my luck around with a touch. All I wanted was going home. All they gave me was Louisville. I don't want love or conquer Rome, just your voice and a sleeping pill. We'll be right back.
I guess knowing that the shows are happening, you know, it gives you some hope, some optimism, some feeling that maybe there's something right about the world. Even if you can't go, you know, just knowing that it's happening, I guess, is a good thing. A couple there from the Damwells. We heard Louisville from Air Stereo. That was a Kiss Catastrophe from Bastards of the Beat. The great Damwells. Hopefully, things will continue to get better and not worse. And hopefully things will be easier in the future. And hopefully one day we'll get to see the Damwells again. In the meantime, you know, we've got the songs. Now I want to play something in this next set from a band that I you know, back in the pre-pandemic days, we used to see pretty regularly around this time of year. And I was kind of hoping that this year, you know, with things happening again, that maybe we would get to see the band doing their Christmas show at the Pyramid. But I talked to the guy the other day. I was like, when are you going to announce the Christmas show? And he said, we're not. One of the band members is a little reluctant this year. I was like, well, there's other drummers, you know. You could get another. I've seen you with other drummers. It was fine. So I don't know. It's not happening right now, but I hope I planted the seed. We'll play something from Winnipeg's finest bands coming up in a little bit. But first, a guy I did get to see kind of in nostalgia / current contemporary mode. I don't know. A couple of weeks ago at the Park Theater, maybe a week and a bit ago, not a couple of weeks ago. At the Park Theater, it was the return of our pal Danny Graves from The Watchmen, and I'd never seen him perform solo before, other than, you know, a couple of songs, Sweet Baby James and whatever else at the Watchmen show. I'd never seen a solo set before, and it was fantastic. It was wonderful, and I was kind of surprised actually with the amount of Watchmen content we got in that show. Now, the Watchmen themselves, the actual band, coming to town in the new year for a show, oh my God, with the Pursuit of Happiness at the Casino. I don't even feel a little bit sad that I'm going to the Casino to see that show. I don't care. I would go to the moon to see that show. It doesn't matter that it's at the soul-sucking, community-ruining Casino. It's fine. You know, the sadness and desperation might lead to something good, a good show. So we're going to go see that show coming up in the new year. But so we're going to get to see The Watchmen proper. But seeing Danny in solo mode was kind of a treat. And like I said, he did some Watchmen numbers. And the problem there is when you have a loud rock band, and then you try to do the songs in solo mode, you got to change them up a little bit, right? And that's not bad. That's kind of cool. That's what I'm looking for. I like that. But the problem is the crowd that's used to singing along to the loud rock band, it can be confusing for us. And I wanted to show you what happens when those two things meet. Our learned expectations are... our pattern of singing at certain times and at certain volumes and certain words, when that meets a performer doing it solo and trying to do things a little bit differently, sometimes it doesn't work out. And there were a couple of examples of that at the Danny show at the Park Theater. One of them I won't play for you because it was kind of a disaster, and it's not his fault. And I guess in a way it's not our fault. It was just kind of like, I don't know. It didn't work. So the big finale of Stereo was really cool to see him do it solo, but you know, the audience and performer did not get along well. And there's a certain element of that on this one as well. But I don't know. What are you going to do? It's like the number at the Watchmen show where, you know, he always, because the crowd sings this one so loudly, he always, you know, steps back from the mic and lets the crowd take over. But what do you do when maybe you're not planning on doing that? Maybe you're planning on doing it a different way. I don't know. Did it work out? I thought it was amazing. I thought it was fun.
Thank you. guess that's the way it should be. In truth, you're a babe to my roof. We'll be right back.
So it seems we won't have to go to the pyramid. I guess that's the good news. We don't have to go to the pyramid over the holidays. That's, you know, I'm okay with that. But we also don't get to see the new meanies this year. And it kind of sucks. And apparently it's Kaner's fault, you know. And I said, like Damon, you know, you played with Joanna. That was fantastic. You played with Christian Dugas. That was fantastic. So, you know, couldn't we do something? Then he made some joke about coming over to Terry's with Chico to play guitar. I was like, yes, that's exactly what I want. I want Damon and Chico to come and play guitar in Terry's garage. That's exactly what I want for Christmas. Make that happen, okay? If there's a Christmas wish, if there's a Santa Claus, find a way to get Damon and Chico to come play guitar in Terry's garage. That's all I want. That's it. Yeah, I don't need a new train. I don't need a pony. I just need to see Damon and Chico play guitar. That's it. Seemed like an anomaly there from Three Seeds. And I should feel good. You know, being in Winnipeg and being me, maybe not the two greatest things on earth. But there are advantages. You know how many times I've been able to see Damon and Chico play guitar together since high school? A lot. And if I lived somewhere else, or it wasn't me, I wouldn't have seen them as many times. You know, I get to see that. I get to see Grant Siemens shred all the time. It's amazing. I get to see Carrie Latimer sing like a beautiful bird, voices of angels. I get to see the Perps rip it up on stage, play Six Pack. I don't know. I went to the zoo lights to see those bands this week. It's pretty great. We also heard in their Northern Shore from Highways, the last New Meanies record, I guess. We heard something in there from Doctor, the short-lived and almost entirely forgotten Denny Graves project post-Watchmen, called Doctor. They put out one record called High as High Gets, and it doesn't get a lot of love around here, that's for sure. I think other than Watchmen superfans, nobody remembers this record at all. But there's some good stuff on it. We got to hear a track or two at the solo show, which forced me to find the CD and pull it out and play a song there. We heard Me and Nick Drake, which Danny called Babe Ruth in his intro and his talk about that. You know, it was great to see that. And then we heard something recorded live at the Park Theater, all uncovered, their big Watchmen classic. You come and see them at the Casino in the new year, and then you'll hear what that's supposed to sound like with the crowd. And I'm sorry if I was loud and obnoxious singing along there, but it's my duty. It's what else are you going to do? You know, it's what you got to do. Now, speaking of singing along, now here's a record that I sing along to all the time. It's a record that changed my life. I remember hearing it for the first time and then starting it over, flipping the tape over and starting it again and hearing it for the second time immediately after. And then going, you know what? Maybe we should do that one more. And listening to it three times in a row in like 30 years ago. Well, it was probably more like 29, but the album this weekend celebrates its 30th anniversary, routinely called one of the greatest Canadian albums of all time. And who am I to argue? It's certainly one of the most notable records in my life, changed my life forever. And I love it, and I love the people who made it, and I love that somehow, if you find the vinyl reissue of this record from its 20th anniversary, what year is this, 20th anniversary? 20th anniversary vinyl reissue, it came with a DVD, or you can look it up on YouTube. It's called Low Roads. It's a documentary I think on YouTube it's like in three parts or something. And it features an interview with the primary singers and songwriters of the band talking to me. And I sound like a little kid. I sound like a blithering idiot. I wish I could go back and redo that interview, because I think I know how to do it now. And I sucked then. But what an honor to be a part of that. And what an honor to be just able to see this band a number of times and just have your life changed by the great album Shakespeare My Butt by the Lowest of Low.
There's something subversive about you and me. There's a market value on love. We're getting something for free. I don't know why, but when we're apart, something makes me wanna start setting fires and kicking down doors. I hope we never have to resort to dividing what is mine and what is yours. There's something coercive about the way some people smile, wide open as if to say, come on in and browse a while. And sometimes when your resistance is low, remember that I know who's your favorite pogue. Place in my soul where no one else can adore you. And like the poet soldier says, I would spill my blood for you. There's nothing conclusive in this whole world, 'cause flags can change, martyrs die, and there's many towns left to burn. But somewhere between there and here, for one night hold me near and sing my shallow tears. And we'll drink, but not to forget, but to remember instead all our happy years.
more than a smile that you can say. And everything I learned about you, I learned through the pit of my stomach anyway. And I forget about you if I could dare, but I just wanna make love to you in some dark rainy street somewhere.
Yeah, I'll bleed a little wild tonight. Yeah, I'll Mars, Turd Allen, play the dust of Beijing. We were at the Troubadour, and you just walked in, and you wondered out loud, how did my skin get so thin? There's so much hidden in that song. When a moment passes, is it gone? Thought this year we were gonna win. Now it seems so many things are coming to an end. Don't cry for me and don't cry for my friends. Let the last person who walks through that door whisper goodbye to the troubadour. To her was up on these boards. Yeah, I never really figured out what she was looking for. And not a word was spoken, and we both walked through that door. And in a cloud of smoke, we parted ways. Yeah, we don't speak too much these days. This year we were gonna win. Now it seems so many things are coming to an end. Don't cry for me and don't cry for my friends. Well, they're the last person who walks through that door. Whisper goodbye to the troubadour.
Don't cry for me and don't cry for my friends. Well,
Stephen Stanley there from Jimmy and the Moon. I hear there's a new Stephen Stanley record coming. I'm really looking forward to that. That's the Troubadour song. We heard a few from his old band, The Lowest of the Low, before that. One featuring him, Bloodline, and Bleed a Little Wild Tonight, the all-time classic, and Subversives, all from Shakespeare My Butt, 30 years old now, which means I'm really frickin' old. Congratulations to Stephen Stanley, 1 year on the radio. He's got this great show called Northern Wish that is on Monday afternoons at, 1 o'clock our time. I don't get to catch it very often, but I managed to catch this week's one-year anniversary, and such a great show. Congratulations to him, and hopefully we'll hear him again on this show or maybe on Fly With Your Shadow. We got to take a break, come back with more music after this. Stick around.